morning. This is Arisa and Nat with your 11 a.m. set lines. In local news, one of the Southeast Queensland's fastest-growing regions argues governments do not understand how a city council with rural islands fit into the current funding pool. Brisbane's Bayside Islands came to be slipping through the cracks by being too regional to attract city funds and two cities to get regional funds from the state and federal governments. Both the federal and state governments, however, argue that Redlands can now seek for updated infrastructure grants to match population expansion and to assist fledgling day-tripper tourism. In more local news, 400 drones will take flight above the Brisbane River with a First Nations-led celebration of culture and place. A Dreamtime story 65,000 years in the making is told in the skies in a thrilling First for Brisbane festival with the world premiere of Nirgu, Spirit of the Whale, from September 2nd to September 3rd. The three-dimensional multicolored drone presentation, directed by traditional owner and storyteller Shannon Ruska, is supported by dazzling visuals and an original score by Brisbane's Guy Webster. In national news, TikTok is starting up an Australian technology lab following security risk concerns. TikTok has launched a colossal recruitment campaign in Australia in response to worries that the corporation offers serious espionage and data security risk. The China-based social media giant is drawing attention to 47 positions across engineering, cybersecurity, and data analytics for the inner city Sydney office. In a statement to the ABC, a TikTok spokesperson said Australia has been chosen as the latest location for a TikTok product engineering hub.
And in more national news, a parliamentary inquiry will be placed into the affordability of insurance and the impact of planning rules on flood-prone areas. The inquiry follows warnings that Australians are being priced out of coverage in areas which are most prone to natural disasters. The inquiry will examine a string of floods that caused billions of dollars worth of damage last year across Queensland, New South Wales, Victoria and Tasmania, and which killed at least 27 people. In international news, in the UK, asylum seekers are being housed on barges due to new plans to cut down on refugees' costs across the country. The vessel, Bibley Stockholm, will house up to 500 men, according to the Home Office Asylum Accommodation Director, Cheryl Avery. Steve Smith, the CEO of the refugee charity Care for Calais, said to house any human being in a quasi-floating prison is inhumane. And for your weather today, Brisbane is currently 20 degrees with an expected maximum of 22. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is also in the moderate band. That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow for 8 a.m. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au to read more.
Ah, yes, hello. This is Officer Daniels of the Police Department. I have commandeered.